Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This open is a lie. This open is a lie.
What? How is this open a lie? This open is fine.
Because Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer, not a Jet.
It's true.
Listen, guys.
He intends to be.
Come on.
Do you really intend to be a billionaire?
Right now, possession's 9/10 of the law, guys, and his contract is still property of the Packers.
Guys, look.
There's only one way to look at it, Jason. He's not your guy yet.
I'm telling you how to look at it. We had a big headline tonight in the World Baseball Classic. How much I like the WBC doesn't
USA.
Matter.
USA.
We had a big headline. We had a big weekend in college basketball.
The Knicks lost.
Do you really think – we'll get to the Knicks. Do you really think Aaron Rodgers, that deal is going to get announced when he's got to compete? No.
Well, I thought he was a big deal, Jason.
This has all been figured out. Okay, hey, we know what it's going to be. Let's pretend we're haranguing over terms for a few days. And then, hey, let's look at that first big open day on the calendar.
So April 5th?
No, I'm thinking maybe
because he's got to wait until after WrestleMania.
No. I'm thinking
at him, Kevin Owens kicks his ass. Yeah.
No. I'm thinking
and
Wednesday.
The tribal chief will take him down.
Okay, none of those things are bigger than Aaron Rodgers. But I'm still
Paul
thinking.
Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns? Come on now.
Some of those people you said aren't even real wrestlers. You just made them up. You just completely made them up.
Charlotte Flair will come in and kick your ass.
You made them all.
What's
up.
Next? You're going to tell them wrestling's fake, Jason?
This is me expressing my flair, okay? You want to talk about flair?
Woo!
No, I'm thinking maybe Wednesday. Because tomorrow's the WBC final.
Wednesday.
All right, people. So Wednesday, because there's no regional games in the NCAA tournament. So it'll happen early on Wednesday. early.
What's going to happen?
Going to be. That's when the Rodgers trade to the Jets will be announced. It'll be done. It'll be consummated. All right, that's a day for everybody to have.
Do you really want to go to the word consummated?
Sounds going to go.
What you did
sure,
there.
Why not? Yeah, I can't tell. I look, it's not up to me where your mind goes with a word like that. Your mind wants to go to the gutter. You go to the gutter. You go visit there and have a great time. But I'm telling you, you got to find the day on the calendar that looks like it's open, and that's when the trade's going
to
be announced.
You've gone to space? What?
Come
You've
on.
Never
that's,
been?
That's when it's going to be announced. Come on, we know this. The Packers are like, all right, Aaron. All right,
only we don't know this.
What's the last thing you want? I want to get out, and you're going to make it happen for me. Yes. What's the last thing you want? We have to make sure we announce it when I can have all the attention possible.
No.
Fine, Aaron. When's that going to be? I'm thinking
day
Wednesday.
One of the draft.
I'm thinking Wednesday. No. Because it would still compete with. No, I'm sorry. It would still compete with it. It would still.
But I thought he's the biggest story, Jason.
No, he is. But you don't want to compete
he's
with people. Who are
there should be no competition
about.
If you're the
Listen,
biggest dog on the
dude,
on the market.
Dude, Aaron Rodgers wants a global market, and tomorrow you got part of the globe that's going to watch the WBC, and then you got Thursday night. You got regionals. You got four games Thursday, four games Friday. You got Princeton is playing. Come on,
they're really
man.
Smart.
I mean, really, and you got UCLA is playing, so people in LA where Aaron Rodgers is are going to be paying attention.
Can I tell you this, though?
Wednesday night. Wednesday's the day.
Now, perhaps it was the hatred of my Northwestern Wildcats, but I went to a local watering hole and restaurant to watch the UCLA.
Yeah. A watering hole? What are you, 85 years old? Say you went to a bar. What the hell is wrong with you?
I went to my favorite bar/restaurant.
I went to an after-dinner supper club, and I was able to just say you went
That's
to a
right.
bar. What the hell? What do you
I
mean?
Like I went to a watering bowl.
I went to a watering hole. I feel like you go to some place, you jumped in with no clothes on, and someone poured water on you.
That might have been the after party. But anyway,
watering
I was watching the game, and on the giant screen, they had put on the World Baseball Classic. And early in the game of Northwestern and UCLA, you had about a 50-50 kind of buy-in. And then slowly but surely it gravitated everybody towards that damn big screen, that big flickering light of the World Baseball Classic, including the chant after Turner's home run of USA, USA. And all of a sudden the guy was lining up like 20 shots. It escalated quickly. But the fact that you've got that kind of enthusiasm for this event, and now we get the US-Japan final, I mean, come on, that's as good as it gets. And for Aaron Rodgers, he just stays in his holding pen. He might have gone into another darkness retreat.
No, he's not going to. He only went for 2 days. Come on, that was like
what a quitter.
You know what I wonder is, how about this for conspiracy theory? He was never going to go because he never thought anybody would track him to it. They would say, oh, darkness retreat. Okay, fine, whatever. We'll talk to you when you get out. But then people were like trying to find it where he is.
He was.
Oh man, I got to go to this. I actually got to go to this thing, don't I? All right, I'll go for. Oh, I can't go. I'll go for 2 days, I guess. But I can turn the lights on anytime I want to.
Now, how about this question?
I'm going to go for 2 days.
How about this? The fact that the place in Oregon confirmed that he was there, are they now out of the inner circle, the circle of trust?
Oh, yeah. There was
Shepard. No. I think you had to be able to tell people he was there. I think you had to be able to tell people
Why?
He was there. So people would know he actually went. That you went to a place. That
the whole
was
point
kind
of this is to
weird.
Know that he did not go to your place.
And then he ran up and they put a big wooden sign out front to say Aaron Rodgers figured out his future. Here.
If Aaron, like Winnie the Pooh, where the woozle wasn't. Right here, right?
You got to
we like that woozle.
You
like that woozle. I got it.
Maybe he stayed at the watering hole.
If Aaron Rodgers didn't want people to know what he was doing, he would have done the darkness retreat without saying it 100 times and without going on Pat McAfee's show the week before going, I don't know why people think it's now. It was always planned for the end of the week. No, he always wanted people to know what he was doing. If he just wanted to go, he would go.
I got a good one from our guy Nestor on Instagram.
We'll decide.
Wait, ready? Yeah, how about April 1st? So that's the first night of WrestleMania. But he goes, April 1st when the Jets will play the Fool. Woo!
You thought that was a good tweet, really?
I thought that was great.
That was very predictable. It's not. And again, I'm telling
you, Jets are the fool. It's funny to me. It's funny to America.
It's funny because I don't know them. No, listen. You think it's funny, and you think it's still not happening, but it's happening.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying every day that it doesn't is a good day for us because that percentage chance, however negligible it may be, still exists. Once he actually shows up, rips the Joe Namath jersey off the wall, right? He takes a little hammer and he smashes it, or he goes.
No. Joe gives it to him. Come on, man. That doesn't happen. Joe
doesn't even know who he is.
Sure he does.
No, he's going to give you a reverse mortgage if you're not careful.
You can come to me to get a reverse mortgage, and I'll give it right to Aaron Rodgers, who'll be
your
staying
money
in Florham
today.
Park.
Reverse this, Rodgers.
Hey, now.
Suddenly he's Vin Scully? Joe Namath sounds like Vin Scully?
Yeah, but the idea being that until he's in front of a podium getting handed a jersey, whether it's his own with his surname on it or that of Joe Namath out of a glass case, and everything signed, sealed, and delivered, hey, baby, I'm yours. I like the chaos, the potential that something goes wrong. It's good theater.
It's not going wrong.
It's the Jets. It's going wrong.
Nothing is going wrong. No. This is one of those sea change moments of a franchise where, wait, once every 50 years something works out? Yes. Once every 50 years something works
out. You're getting Cam Newton.
Oh,
he's back.
Stop with that, Cam.
You guys will sign him after his great Auburn workout.
You know, Cam Newton is going to throw tomorrow at an Auburn pro day.
He says
there's not 32 guys in the league better than me. So
he may not be wrong in that regard.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, he's better than Zach Wilson.
That's the worst thing you can say. Well, I don't know, man. His last year wasn't great.
Really? You don't know?
Cam Newton and Zach Wilson would be a quarterback derby where they would say, how do these guys look in practice today? Well, Cam Newton completed a pass, and Zach Wilson almost completed a pass, but it looked pretty. Who's got the advantage? Well, Cam Newton's one complete pass over Zach Wilson's no pass. I would say Cam has the edge today.
They both made Hackenberg look like Joe Montana.
That would be the worst quarterback derby ever.
Oh, you got Hackenberg into the
show. Oh, my
show.
God.
Yeah, remember when he was nailing people on the sidelines? That would
be the absolute worst. Here's the thing about Cam Newton, right? That's the worst thing you could say. Like, he thought, ain't 32 guys better than me, I'm going to throw it a pro day. Time out for a second. Just read the room, Cam Newton. If you wanted to say, ain't 64 guys better than me, okay, I could be with you on that, 100%. I could be with you on that. But when you say, ain't 32 guys better than me, what does a team hear? This is a guy that's going to come in, and if he's not starting, it's going to be an issue. Nope, not interested. Why would you do that? Why you know where you are. You Cam Newton's a smart dude, right? He knows where his football career is, where it's at, what he wants. And I get that he's got the bravado and that he wants to sit out there and say, hey, aren't 32 guys better than me? Well, you know what? A lot of guys don't think there are 32 guys better than them. But the reality, and to read the room, is nobody is bringing you in to be a starter. If you had said, ain't 64 guys, all right, you still want to be a backup? Yeah, no problem. And if a guy gets hurt and Cam Newton gets out there and plays and he plays well, all right. But when you put that out there, ain't 32 guys better than me, a team's going to go, yeah, probably not, because we don't know what it's going to be like. He's a big personality. He's been a big, big player in the NFL for, you know, close to a decade. He was incredibly popular. He was an entertainer. He was a great quarterback. He's one of the top five stars in the league for about 8 or 9 years. But now it's different. And are you going to bring someone like that in if you think maybe they might, the locker room might not be what we thought? No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do it, because you saw Cam Newton kind of light the Patriots up on his way out when after his first year, and teams remember that. And now they see this and go, yeah, okay, Cam, go ahead, you throw, Cam. Yeah, I'll forget about everything I saw the last year with the Patriots, all the last stuff you put on tape and everything else. I'll just watch you throw and go, wow, you're dazzling me. Let me come and sign you for a contract, because wow, your arm looks so powerful throwing to a guy uncovered running an out pattern 10 yards out while everybody else is going, wow, man, you're Cam Newton, and you are an absolute bazillionaire. Wow, Cam Newton. I mean, just see what reality is, man. Just understand that you could sit back and say you're better than these guys all you want, but you know, I don't know if you have too many of your friends or people around you saying, hey, man, go, oh, yeah, there's not 32 guys better. Go do it. But you got to be smarter than that when you know what you say, what it's going to be. Because people are going to look at, oh, that's great, Cam Newton can throw. That's great. Yeah, that's is he done? Yeah. I'm here to look at the other guys. I'm looking at the other guys. That's great. Thank you.
You think they're going to have a drill where he needs to jump on the ball?
Oh, that'd be great. Here's what I want to see, Cam. Ready? Fumble. You just walk up to him and throw the ball down and go, ball. And
it's the Greece football drill. Ball, ball, ball. What do you do?
Nope, still doesn't have it.
Ball. Cam, you got to go. You got to jump on that, Cam. Cam, you got to jump. You're not going to jump. Okay. Take Cam off.
That's what he wants. But you know.
You know, and he once did a nearly between two ferns kind of interview of himself once upon a time.
Cam Newton?
And yeah, now we see Lamar Jackson taking that tact as well. But, you know, when we go into the larger analysis, like, he got 9 good years. I think people forget how good Cam Newton was when he was healthy and he was Cam Newton, right? 100-plus carries a year, all the end zone, red zone work that he was able to do. And that's a long time ago. The last, when was he last relevant? 2017, 2018? That's a lifetime ago. I'd love to see him show out and at least get a couple of tongues wagging. But all of that would feel like it was all placed and planted journalism at that point.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, what's his, does he really want to get back in the NFL?
Jets.
Does he really want to get signed? Does he really think that's going to happen? You know what I mean? I don't know what the thing is other than to say, oh, I'm going to do this and take some headlines away from some of the kids who go to Auburn. Like that, like I, like, well, I don't know what he thinks is going to happen. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen.
Take some of the luster. I mean, the positive might be that you get a few folks that were hesitant to show up, that maybe you get a couple of extra sets of eyeballs for those other kids that wouldn't have been there otherwise. So it could actually be a positive.
Yeah, but do you really think people are going to say, I'm not going, oh, but now the Cam is there, I'm going to go?
Nope.
I don't know.
There might be one or two to go talk to him. Right? Not necessarily to evaluate him from a player perspective, but from a story. And I'm just talking from a journalistic, hey, all of a sudden you get a couple extra stories of, hey, this guy threw really well. And it's a guy that wouldn't have shown up otherwise. But with Cam there, it's at least another 500-word story for their blog or, you know, online website or video hits that they can do. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to find some ray of sunshine here, buddy.
I know, buddy, but sometimes reality is reality, man.
No. Sometimes you can't break through the darkness. I know.
Yeah. You got to tell the truth, man.
No, I'm not just lying.
Just like the Rogers darkness retreat, man. It's, if it's dark, it's dark. If the light's on, it's on. But you can't tell me the light's on when it's
tell
dark.
Tell the truth, unlike that open we played.
No,
that's true.
Just wait. Twitter it out about
a
Fresca.
Liar.
Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next. Now, we had the World Baseball Classic that prevented us from getting to this earlier before because we had the big news, Japan's big comeback in the ninth inning. But if you like what's been going on in the NCAA tournament so far, well, you're going to love what we have coming up next. Keep it right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. 5 second dance party.
Ohtani's the man.
Trout she did stings. Ballet. That's why I love Skater Boy. I don't know why. I just love Skater Boy.
It always gets you a little excitable.
I love Skate. I don't know why. I just love that song.
It's a classic, yo.
I know. Now, before we get into the NCAA tournament here, look, it was very exciting. My level of excitement about the WBC, because,
hater.
You know, we lost Edwin hater, Diaz hater, during
hater,
it.
Hater.
Stop. It's not about Josh Hader. It was a very exciting moment tonight. Japan wins in a walk-off over Mexico, so it'll be Japan playing the United States in the World Baseball Classic final tomorrow night. Now, here is the call as it was called on Japanese TV. Take a listen. Oh, man, you know.
Oh, body bag.
Wait. That's Pro Bowler Geno Smith. You got to edit that. It's Pro Bowler and mega millionaire Geno Smith.
Not when they drafted him.
Hey, the Jets turned out to be right. They were just right a decade early. They were so far ahead of the game. Like, they knew he would be great, but it just took him 10 years to get
great. You
still
have your ticket stuff from that game?
No, are you kidding? That Jets-Chargers game? I've wiped that from my mind. Are you kidding?
That's one of those, if you could do a delete files and
the Men in Black light?
Select. Yeah,
oh,
no,
man.
Exactly. You don't want to lose a lot of stuff, but you'll certainly want to lose that day.
I'll lose that. There's certain things I would love to lose. I'd love to lose that, man.
I'm referring
that.
To the 31-0 game, yeah.
Oh, that was, that was probably one of the three worst games the Jets have played as a franchise in maybe 30
I mean, you guys
years.
Crossed midfield in like the fourth quarter.
Years. We did. We threatened. And if it was like the XFL, we could score a touchdown and go for three and then go for five and then go for nine and do the onside kick. And, you know, then we'd be fine. Then we could have come back in that game. But with regular NFL, pesky NFL rules, it wasn't going
to
happen.
I went to a Bears game against the 49ers once. I still have the ticket stub. Where the Bears, with Cade McNown, never crossed midfield. It was also Jerry Rice's last game at home as a member of the 49ers, and the game where Terrell Owens caught 20 balls.
Does Ravel know you have this ticket stub?
Say that again?
Does Ravel know you have this ticket stub?
I don't know. He may want to come and rob it.
Dude,
you know what they also
money,
did
man.
That day, which was fantastic, is they gave you a little flip book of the Dwight Clark catch. And people didn't want them, so I walked out with like 50 of them in my hands.
You mean like when you would just like turn the pages really fast, you would see the catch?
Oh, I still have a couple of them, but I made like $50 a piece on those things.
It's like Harmon at Ohtani Pillow Night.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many of those things I did in school when I was bored. Sorry, kids, always pay attention. How many times did that in school when I was bored where you would draw like an action scene at the bottom and you would show your friend and go, hey, dude, look what I've been doing for the last half hour. And if you show your friend that, he's like, oh, man, that's so cool. Now, let's hear, as called on Japanese TV, here is the walk-off double that brought Japan into the World Baseball Classic.
Dude, they went sayonara.
Dude, it sounded like as soon as the ball hit the bat, the play-by-play guy screamed like he knew it was going to be either a home run or off the wall. Wait, play the beginning of it right again.
That's being a broadcast professional.
Yeah. Listen, you have no idea where that ball's going. He's screaming when the pitch is basically on its way. Like, I'm going to try to heckle the pitcher.
Do you not hear the sound?
He's not going to be able to do it. Yeah, you can hear it, but he's already excited.
That means it's gone.
He's already excited when it wasn't gone. It turned out to be a double, so you're wrong too. But just think of it. He's yelling right away. Like, you don't even know what's going to happen. It could have been a fly out to deep center field. It could have been but he's just screaming and excited right away.
You know what I mean? I like excited utterances. Mm. And the fact that the Japanese team came out of the dugout and met, they were on the field long before the ball even was being thrown in for the play at the plate. So it was thrilling stuff, man. And if you're not into the World Baseball Classic, I know it's you don't like it, don't watch. And I don't
Look,
mean that
I'm
for
not
you.
Jason,
I mean
just
for
because
else.
A Mets never hit a ball that far doesn't mean he didn't know it was
Whoa.
Going.
Yeah.
Mets, yo.
Yeah. No, because like I
Have
always
you visited
said,
Edwin Diaz in the hospital yet?
Like I said, no, he's out of the
Did
hospital.
Did you send him a card?
He's out of the hospital.
Flowers?
Dear Edwin, so sorry you had to play in this tournament. Sincerely, Jason. Get well soon.
Dear Jason, why are you so mad?
P.S. Don't ever play in this thing again, okay? Thank you. Goodbye. No, I mean, look, the World Baseball Classic, it's exciting. Tonight's exciting. I'm not saying it's not exciting. I'm not saying any
Dude,
of these
things. Dude, tomorrow's going to be off the chains.
Tomorrow is going to be exciting. And then at the end of it, I'm still not going to have Edwin Diaz. I'm still not having – you said off the chains like it's 2004. I'm still not going to have Diaz at the end when it's all over. So it doesn't matter. If you can magically find a way for the United States to win the World Baseball Classic and bring Edwin Diaz back healthy, ready to pitch
again.
Oh,
that's not happening.
Hey, okay.
You
know, just like Mrs. Brady found her singing voice, the very famous Christmas episode of the Brady Bunch, magic. If you can give me some kind of miracle, I'll be down with it. Say, okay, Edwin Diaz is back.
Special episode, too. You want to talk about holiday excitement,
holiday,
and camaraderie,
holiday,
and a
holiday.
Christmas miracle.
Holiday.
I mean, that's what it was all about right there.
Holiday. So, hey, you want to talk about a great miracle we have coming up in 90 seconds? We got it for you. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, so we have seen a big first weekend of college basketball, and hey, we got to see some games on Sunday for the final time this year on True TV. You know, we got to say goodbye to True TV until next year. But how do we say goodbye? How about
yes!
One more True TV or not TV game? Come on. We had to have
this
some
does kind the heart
of
so much good.
Finish with a flourish. Help everybody out to find True TV on their channels. And look, we're in college basketball mode. We give you, and I give you, a show that was on True TV at one point. You have to decide if it was a show that was really on True TV or made up by me, because you only tune in for college basketball. Let's see how it goes. Playing tonight, myself, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Alex Teicher. Justin Frostberg, Steve DeSager, are you ready for True TV or not TV?
Present.
Let's get it on.
Here we go.
Should we call Jamie Ardall?
only if you guys are going to curse.
That was the best.
All right. Big Trick Energy. Big Trick Energy. Street magicians impress people with their stunts. Big Trick Energy.
Okay,
you mean
sure.
Was that
a show? I'm on board, sure.
On True TV.
Why not?
Can't be.
Why can't it be?
Because.
Did you say can't be or campy?
Maybe okay. Both.
Tyshirt, where are you? Big Trick Energy.
I'm here. This just sounds kind of interesting. I just don't know if you
are that
have
interesting
that much
to create it. Is that what
I'm going
to
say? Yes.
Okay. Big Trick Energy is a True TV show.
Right. Let's go.
I got a feeling that was one of the shows that was made up. They had the title and said, let's have a show around it. Kind of like how I make up the, you know, the ones that aren't real. Oh, that sounds like a cool title. What could we make that a show of? Instead of having a show and finding a title for it.
Sounds like
not
a show that
way
would
be
on Skinamax.
That's nacho cheese. That's nacho cheese.
No.
A cheese war show between high-end competing shops.
Your love
That's
of
nacho cheese,
led you to this dark patch.
A cheese war show between high-end competing
shops.
Side
show, Bob?
Oh, side show, Bob.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Jason, Tyshirt. I know your love for extra sauce and cheese. This is not a show.
Cheese. Yeah, well, I got out. Not a show.
That's nacho cheese is...
Not just show.
Now you took away my punchline, you jerk.
You're
That's
welcome.
What I was going to do.
He worked on that all day, Alex.
That's Nacho Cheese is Nacho Show on
Let's
True
go.
TV.
Jerk.
TJ. I'll be here all night, TJ.
Yeah. Big Mama's Mouse.
Whoa.
Big Mama's Mouse. The adventures of Mama, widely considered to be the world's largest mouse, and her large offspring as they live in a controlled wilderness environment.
Big Ratatouille Mama's Mouse. Gone amok. No.
No.
The Adventures
of Mama in Toontown?
The two of us need look no more.
Definitely not a show, Jason.
No.
Big Mama's Mouse.
I kind of feel like they were struggling during this patch. That is a show.
The Adventures of Mama, widely considered to be the world's largest mouse and her large offspring, as they live in a controlled wilderness environment.
Yeah, I'd watch an episode.
Sure you'd watch that.
You know how I know it's not a show?
How do you know?
Because she lives in New York City.
Big Mama's Mouse is not a show on True TV.
I dig it, though. I do.
But Netflix, was there a Big Mama's 2?
That might be the next time we play this game. Who knows? Don't push your slowest friend down. A game show putting its players in situations in which they have to escape hordes of the undead. Every show ends with the do's and don'ts learned in the episode. Don't push your slowest friend down.
No. That was the National Parks Administration warning after cocaine bears, so no.
No.
What to do when a bear runs after you? Not a show.
Okay. I really want it to be, but it's not.
Don't push your slowest friend down. A game show putting its players in situations in which they have to escape hordes of the undead. Every show ends with the do's and don'ts learned in the episode. That is not a show on True TV.
You know that would be you, though.
Just got robbed by my landlord, Marvin.
Barmageddon. Barmageddon. Yes. Two bar owners are pitted against each other to see who has the best bar.
Yes.
Barmageddon.
Are there any bars and water holes?
You know what? You shut your hole, jerk. No, Barmageddon is actually that Blake Shelton show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's a show.
I guess it is.
I just picked one of
the bars. I'm Alex Teichert. I just follow the crowd. Barmageddon. Barmageddon.
It's a show.
Is
that sounds too good.
A show on True TV.
Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis are the bartenders.
Barmageddon is it? Oh,
wait.
Wow.
That's the like it's the like legitimate between the bar owners.
Yeah, that's a show. Yeah.
Wow. Well, what's the other one called?
Liz Taylor will seat you.
Wait
now.
A minute, dude.
What's
you
the Blake
got it
Shelton
right.
Show.
How did you get it right? And now you're still you're still surprised it's a show.
I thought it was a different show.
I think you're cheating. How did you get it was a show?
I'm watching Raw. No, I'm not cheating.
How did you guess that it was a show, and then you were surprised that it was a show?
He's using
that doesn't
Google
make any
with three
sense.
O's.
That there doesn't make
any You know what? That takes you to a whole other web, man.
Best bars.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. Oh, you mean I was right? That was real? I don't get all right, we have to investigate Harmon. Investigate.
This wouldn't be the first.
There. So there it is. The next to last True TV or not TV game, which means we will have one more next hour on the show.
Waterhole,
yay.
Yeah.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into a big story in basketball because, you know, it's that time we talked about this story. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I love it.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, where we saw a really incredible weekend in college basketball as we get set for the regionals. Sweet 16 coming up. We got 15 seeds in. We got one seeds out. If you lost your bracket the first day, maybe you're creeping back into it right now. Because something I was like, Arizona in my final four. Come on, man. But now I feel like, hey, I'm right back in it, man. Arizona's my only team I really lost. All right. I'm feeling pretty good now.
Yeah, there's enough chaos to kind of equalize a lot of that early shrapnel.
I mean, that's a ton of chaos we had. I mean, you needed a lot of chaos, and we got a lot of chaos.
But just think, if my Northwestern squad had pulled that upset, and now ifs and buts and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But, I mean, you would have just stopped any tournament brackets. All right, we're just going to give the money to charity.
It's over. No one can win.
We lose. We're done.
And it's going to be – who won? Oh, it was actually – what's his name? Yeah, he picked the city he would rather live in. And that's how he won. He won the pool. Wait, really? Yeah, he won the pool that way.
We just called it off because it was such a painful experience for all of us.
Oh, man. Now, with all these big headlines, we need to be able to parse out what the big ones are and what the big ones aren't, right? So we got to do this. How would Chris Berman announce some of these wins.
Oh, okay.
By teams the first week of the NCAA tournament. How would they sound? What about Tennessee beating Duke, moving on to the Sweet 16? Ed, for Tennessee, TJ, it's on to the Sweet 16. For Duke, it's disappointment in going with Frodo and Sam back to the Shire. TJ.
You got the Shire in. Good for you.
I'm just picturing John Shire walking with Sam and Frodo back and going, I'm too tall for any of these buildings. I'm a basketball player. I can't get in any of these buildings. I can't get in.
Really going to need to add an addition here.
Like, I can't do that.
But you have to live below ground, sir. No.
TJ, Tennessee hits the books and the Sweet 16 with head coach Rick Barnes and a noble squad. TJ. Do I have to explain to millennials what Barnes & Noble is?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Probably not a bad idea.
I have to explain what a bookstore is.
Yeah, that's Amazon to kids these days.
San Diego State won their first game thanks to Matt Bradley. Andy beat Furman, too, TJ.
You went Andy Furman on us.
I had to. Come on. I got to give you an Andy Furman. Come on, man.
Andy Furman, the legend. Fox Sports Radio.
Kentucky's
Fox
finest.
Fox Sports Sunday. Yeah, exactly. Sunday mornings, bright and early.
TJ, Creighton and Greg McDermott Mulroney their way into the Sweet 16.
Wait,
TJ.
You got Dermott Mulroney in? Wow.
Yeah, you like that, right? I'm feeling it now. I'm like that guy. Just keep giving it to me. Heat check. I'm feeling it right
Don't
now.
Don't encourage him, Mike.
I mean, that's one of those, now I'm thinking about my best friend's wedding. I mean, come on, let's go.
It's not quite Canterbury for Xavier, but the Miller's Tale is still being written for their head coach, TJ.
The Miller's Tale. You know what? A really terrifying book when you take them down.
Yeah. Canterbury Tale is that way.
It's next level stuff right there. There's no question about it.
For Florida Atlantic, American Dream Dusty's road to the Final Four is still alive, TJ.
There we go. As we get ready on the road to WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes getting after the Tribal Chief.
Dusty, not Cody.
Doesn't matter. I'm living in the now. Although I want to talk about hard times now.
First, it was the astronauts on the way to the moon, and now every Kansas State fan wants a glass of Tang, TJ.
You stop it right now.
Many other jokes to go with that. You did see that Andy Kaufman's being put into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Is he really? Well,
one of the inductees for this year.
How does the King feel about that?
I don't know. He's struggling coming back off of strokes. So, yeah.
My bad.
Final one. We're waiting for this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Alabama looks like it's in for the long haul, and Oates is at the center of it.
No, TJ.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
Go sit in the corner right now, Boomer.
TJ, yeah, maybe they'll make Crimson Tide will make your dreams come true. Maybe they will make Sarah smile. Maybe they will be out of opportunity.
Yes, and they'll be out of touch.
Maybe your kiss will be on my list when they get to the Final Four.
Brandon, TJ.
Twitter it up out of Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, a college basketball story I can't wait to talk about. This is Fox.
TJ.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.